Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Obsidian Achievement. This is your host, Michael Russin. Thank you for joining me, and happy hump day, Wednesday. We're headed to Muay Thai right now. I'm excited. We're going through a phase with Ada where she is not a happy camper in the mornings. Usually she's all smiley and cuddly and wants to play with her toys. And like the last three mornings when she wakes up, it's like, ooh, she's a little cranky, throwing temper tantrums, rolling around on the floor, screaming. It's kind of cute having a kid. I mean, it's not cute when it's happening, but it's kind of cute having a kid that's throwing temper tantrums to a degree. You know, it's like, ah, I'll get you. But then you feel bad because you're like, I don't know what you're upset about. I don't know what you're trying to communicate to me. Are you in pain? I think it's her teeth. I think she's teething pretty hard right now, and she's just not happy about it. So she's got a good amount of teeth. She's probably got like two top, two bottom, couple other stragglers here. So she's still got a lot of teeth that need to come in. So I'm assuming it has something to do with that because she kept grabbing her mouth today and she was trying to take a bite out of an apple and then she was spitting it out. So I don't know. I feel bad for her. So we gave her a little bit of medicine. She'll be all right. Ellie's finally sleeping, which is amazing. She's sleeping through most of the night. I slept, last night I fell asleep on the couch and I woke up at 3:30 and I didn't hear or see or anybody. So I'm assuming she slept. So then I went back into the bedroom and slept till about 6. And I'm assuming she slept through the whole night unless Geneva got up and I just didn't hear her. So that's also a strong possibility. But yeah, so we got both kids sleeping through the night for the most part now, which is great. Geneva was a little bit sick yesterday. She had like a 102 degree fever in the morning, and I think it was mastitis, which is when you get a clogged bilk duct, which everybody was telling me yesterday, if it doesn't go away, I'm going to have to suck it out. I guess that's gross. It's not the milk, you know what I mean? It's the fact that there's something, there's a clog in there that needs to be getting rid of, you know what I'm saying? And that needs to be gotten rid of, and it's just the idea of sucking a clog out of something. It's just so gross. But that's what everybody was saying. They're like, you need Michael to get it out for you. So if it doesn't resolve itself today, I'm gonna have to suck a clog out of my wife's breast. So that's there's that. Oh, there's the updates with being a dad and a husband for you. But I was last night, I had another comment blow up on a post. Like, you know, I woke up this morning and there were like 280 replies. And it's the same. So there's this guy, his name's Tom DeBlass. He's a jiu-jitsu black belt, pretty popular in the jiu-jitsu community. And he does a lot of like, he's a little different. He does a lot of like anti-bullying posts. And recently he's been sharing just general crime posts, like heinous crimes. And the one he shared last night, two black teenagers, they call them. They look like grown-ass adults to me. Two black teenagers, some woman came home and they were squatting in her apartment. And they beat her to death. They hit her in the head until she stopped breathing. And so this is like the seventh post he shared this week where a black or Hispanic person, mostly black, I think, I looked back and just since Sunday, seven posts and six of them were black people killing people. And in every one of these posts, in the caption, he says something about how it's not a race thing. And I just said, you know, it very clearly is. I said something along those lines that, you know, it's at this point, if you have to continue to say it's not a race thing, guys, that means it probably is. You know what I mean? If you're posting, if there is so much evidence, it's like the whole pit bull thing. You know what I mean? If there's 15 dog attacks this week in my town, and 13 of them were pit bulls, you can't say it's not a pit bull problem. You understand what I'm saying? That doesn't make sense. You can't just tell people. See, there's this whole, and they did this with COVID, and they're doing it now with the economy. The whole deny your senses thing. Your senses are lying to you. The information that you're gathering around you is not correct, right? This is the way that it actually is. And they're doing this right now with the economy. They're trying to tell people, they're gaslighting people into thinking that the economy's doing good, that inflation's not really that bad, that they're even blaming people. There's articles, I've shared them to my story, where it's like, the economy's not the problem, you are. So they're, the balls these people have. Whatever, however much you think you hate the media and the news, you don't hate them nearly enough. You don't hate them nearly enough. The economy's booming. Jobs are up. Families are now better off than they ever have been. And I'm looking around at everybody who's struggling. All these families that can't make ends meet, that are living worse than paycheck to paycheck. They're barely... their paycheck's gone halfway through the week. And we're supposed to just ignore our senses. They're doing this on... this is a calculated, concentrated effort. They did the same thing with COVID. Now, I'm not saying people didn't die. People died, but no more than any other... you know, they're telling us that hospitals are full to the brim. There's body bags in the streets. And, like, you get out into the world and you're like, I mean, me personally, I didn't know a single person that died. I knew people that got sick. I didn't know a single person that died. I've got a huge network. Huge. And again, I'm not saying people didn't die. But again, who really did die? The people that were already in really pretty bad shape to begin with, health-wise. Just like a flu could kill you if you're immunocompromised, right? People die every year of the flu. Every year. So they basically tell us, don't pay attention to your senses. No. We will tell you what's true and false. And so there's this rhetoric here. As they continue to let illegals into this country, and more people like Lake and Riley are killed every single day, we're being told it's not an illegal problem. In fact, the governor or the mayor of the town where Lake and Riley was killed by a Venezuelan, this guy, what does he do? He blames Donald Trump. He blamed Donald Trump. And people were pissed. People lost their minds. Because people are starting to wake up. People are starting to be like, listen, bro, people are starting to pay more attention to their senses than they are the news. So I feel like people probably would scroll through my social media or maybe listen to an episode like this and be like, man, Michael doesn't like black people. It's the farthest thing from the truth. And it's not a race thing so much as it is a culture thing. There is a culture of fatherlessness in the black community. There is a culture that glorifies gangbanging, drugs, firearms in the black community. You can't sit here and tell me that it's any other way. Go to the top songs on Rap Caviar right now. And rap is black people's music, is it not? This is what the kids are listening to. And every single song is going to talk about womanizing, drugs, violence, guns, all this stuff. And the longer that we're gaslit into, see, because more and more people are starting to wake up. Out of those 280 comments I had on that post, probably 80% of them agreed with me. But you had this fringe group that, you know, what they do is they call you things like a racist. They say things like, if you're afraid of black people, just say it. You know, ridiculous shit. Absolutely ridiculous things. Insulting me, insulting my family, all this crazy stuff. Because there's no rational or logical argument against what I have to say. Nothing. Because all I have to do is pull up FBI crime stats. All I have to do is pull up Department of Justice reports. All I have to do is look, like, use your eyeballs. Would you feel more comfortable at night in downtown Chicago or walking through a rural white town? And you're going to have people out there like, oh, the country people, they're evil. Nah, they ain't going to hurt you in the country, bro. Nobody gets killed in the country. It's all fairy tale stuff. Oh, these sundown towns, you got to get out. Yeah, I'll show you sundown town. Go to inner city Chicago. Go ahead. Go to the north end of Philly at 11 o'clock at night and stay there till 3. Go ahead. There, and again, it's not because I want to make black people feel bad. It's not because I think black people are inferior. It's not because I think black people are inherently or innately violent. But we have to, and I'm saying all this on this podcast because you need to start to think the right way. And we need to start having conversations about this, because without having conversations about it, we're unable to change anything. And the more that you black men continue to blame white people for your problems, the longer you're still in chains. You just don't even see it. You don't even see it. The longer that we allow this conversation to end at that's racist, the longer that we're going to deal with these issues in our society. And as a member of the society, and as a person with leadership and influence in this society, I believe I have a duty to speak on these things. Now, I'm not overinflating my sense of self-worth or value. But if I have an audience that draws a couple thousand people a day, it's important that I talk about this. It's important that we have a conversation. Why do 7%, black men are 7% of the population, yet they commit 60% of the crime, the violent crime? And there's always the whole, well, it's reported versus not, and, you know, black people are disproportionately, blah, 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 blah. Well, maybe there's a reason why black people are targeted more by law enforcement, right? Have you ever thought about that? Why is it that way? Because it's so funny to me, because they'll be like, well, black people are disproportionately targeted. Well, they were committing crimes. It doesn't matter. You know what I mean? It wasn't like they were just pulling random black dudes over. And I'm not saying that's never happened. But now more than ever, the whole institutionalized racism thing is flip-flopped, and now it's directed at white people. You look at the test scores and admission rates for Harvard across black Americans, Hispanic Americans, white Americans, and Asian Americans. An Asian American who scores the highest, what's that test, the MCAT or something like that, is less likely to get accepted into Harvard than a black person on the lowest end of the testing spectrum. Black people in New York, left and right, are committing violent crimes and being let out of prison the next day with no bail. No bail. So you can't sit here and tell me that it's institutionalized racism. You can't sit here and tell me that it's anything other than a culture issue in the black community in the United States. Again, you have a culture that worships and idolizes gangbangers. Look at who black women have to look up to. Look at what little girls, little black girls, look at who they have to look up to. Can you name one positive black role model for little girls? Maybe like a Serena or Venus Williams, that'd be a good one. But it's like I'm scratching my head trying to think of any, and it's like I feel bad for these people. I'm not trying to bash anybody. It's like, legitimately, who do you have? Cardi B, Nicki Minaj. And the reason why I feel bad for the black community is that they didn't necessarily do it to themselves. They didn't do this to themselves necessarily. Yes, you had to overcome slavery. Yes, you had to overcome racism. But what was happening in the background is there was a war waged on blacks in the culture through hip-hop. Like, the shadow lizard people made the right black people, the wrong black people famous on purpose. And that's an episode for a whole nother day. But what's been done to the black community in terms of the types of people that are elevated has been organized, has been intentional. And when you look at the CIA's involvement in some of this stuff, even in Tupac and Biggie and all this, I'm telling you, man, it gets really interesting. It's really interesting. All right, I gotta go to Muay Thai. I love you guys. Peace.